Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Sean Bradbrick, senior editor at WeissRatings.com. Welcome back to the show, Sean.
Thanks for having me on.
Sean, are the markets, the Dow, are they going to hit record highs?
Well, we had a really good last quarter, and I think after that kind of quarter, any market needs a rest. So that's basically what we're seeing now. We're seeing some consolidation as people take profit. Sack in my Super Cycle Investor Service, we just took six rounds of gains. No, seven, sorry. Though one was very small. But, you know, I mean, the stuff we were taking gains on, though, is the stuff that's been leading this market higher. I think there was a chart showing that if it weren't for artificial intelligence stocks, the S&P 500 would be negative for the year. Anything that can, that is linked to artificial intelligence or the people promoting the stock can say is linked to artificial intelligence, those are the things that are leading things higher. I'm including things like cybersecurity and like stuff like that, because the more AI we have, then the more tools hackers will have to break into your accounts and stuff. So cybersecurity should be a good play on that. But in the very short term, I'm not buying anything. Just grabbing gains, waiting to see where the dust settles.
Mm-hmm. What's going on with uranium?
Oh, some good things. We had we have two uranium positions. We have nice, and we just added those recently, by the way. We had a nice week last week. Things are moving up. We are starting to see, let me just stop myself. We've been teased so many times, it's hard to believe good news when you see it in the uranium sector. Really. But we're at the point where there just aren't many companies left, at least not in the West, and the government is starting to throw money at the problem. Not just the U.S. government, the Canadian government as well. And so that's making those things perk up, you know? And now we have the U.S. government is actually going to buy uranium at a set price to set like a national uranium reserve. You know, that's just going to put a floor on things. And then you have the general demand for nuclear power. Right now, the Chinese are the ones building the most nuclear power plants by a far shot. You know, the U.S. has one that's kind of sort of completing. We have a couple others. We aren't really doing anything, but I expect that to change. Put it all together, and it's a bullish picture for uranium now. And so those are stocks they'll be looking to add on weakness.
Mm-hmm. What's happening with gold and silver?
Terrible news, really. We've closed almost all our positions. And the reason is because the Fed's hinting very aggressively that it's going to raise interest rates another 50 basis points. Now, people will tell you, well, the Fed really can't do that. It's just trying to talk tough. But it's all about perception. How does the market interpret this? And the market interprets this as bullish for the U.S. dollar and bearish for precious metals. Now, I can point you to a lot of other big cyclical reasons why gold should go higher. It's just in the short term, we're going to have this weight on. Previously, traders had been expecting some rate cuts in the later part of this year. Mm-hmm. Those are off the table now. Those have probably been priced in, but the market's in flux right now. I'm not a buyer of gold miners at this time, But, you know, that can change if things start to perk up. But right now, just, you know, I mean, it just does not look good, especially with gold. I mean, it's at the lowest level since March. And March was when it really blasted off from another depressed area. Does it have to go back and revisit its lows from March? That would be around 1820 something. Let's hope not. But the reason I'm not in them now is because there are investments that are doing much better. And so I just in gold right now, while I like gold miners generally, right now that sector really looks like it's going to hit the snooze button for a while.
We'll have more with Sean Broderick right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Sean Broderick. Sean, is commercial real estate, especially in the heart of our cities, in big trouble, and are there no solutions in sight?
Well, you know, I'm not much of a realty guy. I'm just not. But the higher interest rates aren't helping. I believe they're seeing the lowest home sales in the U.S. in a long, long time. And the reason being is because if people sell their home, they're going to have to buy a new home. And they have to buy that home at a much higher interest rate. And that's really put a cramp on things. What we need to see is we need to start to see interest rates go down. If that happens, we can start to see this market loosen up a bit. But right now, no. I mean, it's just not something you want to be in. Interestingly, and this might interest some of your listeners, that because rents were so high over the past year, all these companies have rushed to build rental apartments. And those should be coming on the market. And so rents should be going down. I know in Phoenix, they're down something like 30% year over year in the last couple months. So we'll start to see that spread out a little more, you know, and so there'll be relief for renters there. But I really hate to be the party pooper here, but I wouldn't be investing in real estate either.
Well, we're finding in Canada all these people who bought condos en masse with the expectation of renting them out and covering their costs and making profit. They're all losing money, something fierce.
You know, I feel sorry for those people in a way. On the other hand, they are part of the problem in the market, right? Mm-hmm. All these speculators buying things so that regular people can't afford a place to live. So that'll shake out too. What I'd really like to see is the big corporations that have been investing wholesale in the real estate market give up on it. That would really change things a lot. But I'm not sure actually when and if that would happen.
Mm-hmm. What's going on in the cannabis market?
No, Dennis Cornell. Davis is a guy who owns cannabis stocks. You know, I mean, we have heard that they're making yet another attempt to pass some kind of a legalization bill, or at least a banking bill, in the U.S. Congress. God knows if it'll actually work. They tried and tried, and at some point they have to succeed, right? And the market perked up for a little bit, I think it was last week, thinking about that. But, you know, we'll just have to see how it goes. I wouldn't rush to put any money to work in, like, that industry either.
Is there any area right now you're optimistic about?
Well, yes, I'm optimistic about consumer cyclicals. I think even short term those are good, and I like stocks that are part of the reindustrialization of America. I've been sending some charts out to my subscribers about how much of a factory building boom there is going on in the U.S. right now. Part of this is due to some tax incentives that they've given. And part is because companies got so squeezed by the whole supply chain thing before. Many of them have said never again, especially with things like automation, which I'm also quite bullish on, and robotics, which is part of automation, but it's also somewhat different. Along with that, they can keep their costs down. So we are seeing factory building booms all over the place. Much of this has to do with high tech, but a lot isn't. So it's kind of generally broadly spread out. I also like companies that are involved in building those factories, you know? So you have to find some kind of an angle to that, and I think that will do you really well. And while I did take a bunch of gains in AI and cybersecurity and things like that, I didn't sell all of them. I mean, I took some gains and I sold half positions just because I want to lock in some nice gains. But I don't think that trend is over at all. I believe we're at the beginning of a new tech boom. And I know many of your listeners aren't old enough to remember the last tech boom. It was phenomenal. What's changing at this time is artificial intelligence, because there are many functions, many businesses, many industries that would benefit from artificial intelligence, and they aren't prepared to do that right now. They're going to have to upgrade their tech in a big way. And so when you start to think about how that could change the game, that's just going to be huge. So in the short term, broadly, I expect to see most stocks go lower. That's just the way it is. Maybe somewhat. Foreign stocks could go up and stuff like that, but here in the U.S., where we saw a rally in the last quarter, there's some profit-taking going on. However, that will reach its end, and the time to buy will probably come sooner than later. So while I'm not eager to buy much of anything right now, I know there's a buying time coming, and I'm already making my list for that.
What should be on that list? Not specific names, perhaps, but sectors or segments of a sector?
Well, industrials, those companies that make equipment that's used to build roads and factories, those are good. Cybersecurity stocks, artificial intelligence stocks, they had a good run. There's profits being taken now, but you want to own those again. Chip stocks, select chip stocks, some, not all. You need the ones that can handle really high-capacity stuff, but there are some good names out there, so I highly recommend people buy those. I'm looking at car stocks again, because it looks like the EV revolution is about to hit its next stage, but I don't know yet. So I'm not ready to commit to that group yet. And I still like oil here, and even though I'm down on all my oil positions, yes, I'm being paid to wait. I only buy oil stocks that pay me, and I highly recommend that, because the price of oil will go higher again, probably again sooner than later, you know, just the way things have been going. We've been seeing cutbacks in areas around the world in how much they produce. Yes, there's been overproduction, mainly from Russia, which is pumping and selling every barrel it can in order to pay for a stupid war. Now, Russia has made agreements with the rest of OPEC Plus. It's not sticking to those agreements at all. India and China and other countries will buy all the oil that Russia can sell them. That could be problematic if the Saudis say, well, we've had enough of the Russian nonsense and decide to outproduce them. That could be a bad thing for someone who owns stocks in this industry. I don't think that'll happen, though. So we'll have to see how it goes. I think that's enough to play with right there.
Sean, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thanks very much.
My guest has been Sean Broderick, Senior Editor at Weiss Ratings. If you have any questions for Sean or for any of our guests, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. We'll ask that question for you. Find us on Twitter @HowStreet. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com Radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.